This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Usually we do this segment, the Cowboys News of the Evening, every afternoon at 3:20. But we had Puck Daddy on, Greg Wyshynski there. We were talking Stars and Oilers. If you want to get all of his thoughts on that, who he thinks is going to win, go back and listen with the Odyssey app. Instant rewind functionality back there in the 3:20. But right here, Cowboys News of the Evening, number of headlines. Maybe we'll have time for some Rangers talk here, the very latest on your baseball team. But a little breaking NFL news, Fred Warner, linebacker, deal done with the Niners. So they get business done there with a key guy. I'm not sure what to think of San Francisco. How good are they going to be this year?
Just paid Brock Purdy. Now you just paid Fred Warner. He's the highest paid linebacker in the sport. I don't know. I don't think San Fran is going to be that good. I think that if anything, they're a wild card team this year. You got a lot of questions. Like if Ricky Pearsall can step up, he's the guy opposite Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk's coming off the injury. The health of Christian McCaffrey, you really don't know about. Yep. And they lost so many pieces on defense. And at every level, really, with Dre Greenlaw, you're talking about Javarius Ward, the defensive Hufunga. Line, Hufunga at safety. They lost pieces on the D-line. They did draft Mykal Williams out of Georgia. But, yeah, I don't think you're going to be looking at that dominant Niners team that we've come to expect.
Interesting, though, I saw from, like, the Warren Sharp and guys like that, like, they have the Niners with, like, a top three or four easiest schedule in the league.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wonder how much that could benefit them.
Because I was thinking that division isn't that tough. You might be able to win that thing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the Rams are really coming to play. But the Seahawks have some question marks. The Cardinals are, you know, always just kind of whatever. But yeah, I guess they have a pretty easy schedule, so that'll help things. But I think their chances of winning a Super Bowl have passed them by.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys' chances might be better. And that's not saying much. But we do have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens at Kyler Murray's softball game over the weekend. Here we go.
Oh, no, we both won.
Yeah.
It ain't no A, B, none of that. It's one. You look over there, you see one. You look over here, you see another one. So do what you got to do with that.
I saw Micah Parsons teasing a little bit. They got a budding bromance here going on with these two guys. But, you know, I hope that George Pickens can live up to that and be as good as CeeDee Lamb. It'd be a very difficult pairing to stop.
I love CeeDee setting that tone immediately, though, you know, because that's something that people love to try and stir that up. Like, oh, you're competing for targets. Who is the alpha? And that's a very alpha position. Anytime you're out, like a corner as well. When you're outside, you're on an island, I'm the best. I mean, we talk about like the burden stuff we talked about there during the draft. Like wide receiver is a diva position. That's not something that's surprising to me. So CeeDee could have not made any comment about that. And I love that he just came out and got in front of all of that. Like we're both ones. We're both studs. It helps us both.
And it doesn't hurt that you get paid last year, right? So now you have three or four seasons before you got to worry about your contract. Go get yours. Be awesome. Make life easier on me. And then, you know, in my contract year, maybe there'll be a player to give me the same opportunity. But I think the only way those can become troublesome is if they're both competing for the same contract, Brian.
Well, I think to me, the bigger problem will be, I think, that if all of a sudden you have two guys that are super competitive, and I don't want to gloss over your point, but I can get to that. But I was just sitting there thinking about the biggest problem could be is if you lose a game.
Yeah.
And then the reason why that the loss happened was the offense stalled and one of them was getting fed more than the other.
They both don't like that.
And then after the game, Zach and I are doing the post and we get the locker room cut, Fred Davis and them go in there and get it for us. And the next thing you know is, hey man, you just have to ask Shoddy.
Yeah.
You have to ask Shoddy. Don't ask me. Yeah. Ask Shoddy what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that's the first boulder that gets pushed down the hill, you know, when it starts to talking about, okay, here comes the avalanche of just don't let it happen where they lose and one of it be because one got slighted on the,
target. You saw that from Pickens in Pittsburgh. He wanted to win, but he felt if I wasn't getting the ball, like I'm the best chance for that to win. Now, I think there's been times in CD's history
where it's
happened to him where he's like, look, as long as we're winning, if I'm not the one that's getting the ball, then that's okay.
Right.
But I think that it is important with George Pickens coming in a new situation. CD is now that leader in the room, setting that unselfish tone right now.
Didn't that slow down a lot last year? I mean, the motivation, okay, it can be two things. It can be we lost and I hate losing, so now I'm mad and I'm going to take it out on somebody. But the other thing is I need to catch this amount of footballs every Sunday in order to get this contract, right?
Yeah.
And CD gets paid. Last year, they were losing a lot. We didn't see super frustrated CD, did we?
No, we did. We did in the middle part of the season there. It was the same thing. I mean,
but not the toxic
body language,
one.
Yelling
at Dak.
Yeah.
We saw that last year like we did in the Green Bay game.
There was a bunch of calls that we got in one of the post games. I can't remember which game it was. It was like during that three-game streak, Baltimore. He had a big drop. I think he refused to talk to the media after a game.
Was it the Detroit, Baltimore, New Orleans? That was that
bad during
run.
That stretch. Yeah. And then, you know, they brought up last year with the San Francisco stuff. So it did happen. Like when they lose, CD gets moody with it. And he doesn't hide his body language well, so you're going to have people that criticize that.
Yeah,
and he should have been getting the ball last year.
Everything in the spirit of competition, like I want to win so bad, so I get toxic. I can understand all that, you know, as long as after the game the next day we're all back on the same page. And from my understanding, like George Pickens has never carried that sort of attitude into the practice facility. He got along with everybody once he got there.
Right.
but you know, nobody's perfect.
Well, hopefully, like I said, if it's something that goes wrong, it's like both of them had a hand at it, you know, not just one of them. And then you get the guy that, like I said. That's all Clarence Hill has to hear is like, oh, what? Go ask somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, now I know there's a real problem here.
Now I need to go ask somebody else, and I will. Yeah.
Mike Clay, ESPN, says, temper expectations for this rookie. He's talking about Jaden Blue here. Says he's a bit small, had issues holding the ball. Does talk about the speed. Blue will begin his career behind Williams and Sanders, but neither have played well in recent seasons, so the depth chart's wide open. The lead back role in Dallas is there for the taking. I don't want to temper expectations. You know, I think the way you can have a great year is if Jaden Blue is a Rookie of the Year candidate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
So, you know, if I have to temper these expectations, I guess your only other hope really of a productive down-in, down-out runner is Miles Sanders. And, he's like, what, 29 years old now?
Maybe Javonte Williams.
Maybe Williams coming back. I'm
trying to hope that Moffa's going to be a guy.
Yeah, Moffa, absolutely. That's a big
get a chance.
A
first and second down guy that can
grind it out guy.
Run it in between the tackles. I didn't love Blue at number 34. We got to see those pictures. I'm just used to him as a 20 guy.
I think he'll probably switch, right? Don't you think after preseason and stuff, when they whittle it down, he'll be one of those rookies that switches numbers?
I could see that.
Week before the season. Yeah. I would hope.
Because Pollard did. I think Pollard might even start off at 34 as well, and then he moved over to 20. It's not 34 is a good running back number. Walter Payton was 34.
Certain guys.
Herschel Walker. Just Blue's a little bit of a smaller, skinnier, you know, you're thinking of speed there. I like that in the 20s. My aesthetic.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But, like, the size thing, I guess the hands are a problem when it comes to the fumbling. But his body type, I was surprised to see.
5'9", 196?
I mean, he's like
pretty stout. For being a 5'9 guy, he's stout.
Pretty stout, more stout than I thought he was.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, I think Jaden Blue is an electrifying player. He's exciting to get him there in the fifth round, and he's got a shot. But if he's not the guy, I don't know. We might be talking about trade here midway through training camp.
Super explosive. Like I said, if it was him and Dowdle, man, I think this running back combination would have been on point.
You're right. They messed that one up. For sure. Okay, Micah Parsons making a lofty claim. Says he believes, quote, I'm not going to lie, if Lotto came to Dallas and went crazy, I might average 5 sacks. Lotto is a female rapper. Apparently he's a big fan. And now there's a call across Cowboys social media to get her a suite at the games. Apparently, dude's going to go for like 80 sacks a year if she was there. He's a huge fan.
Yeah, dude, I believe it. It's just like when you got the lady sitting courtside.
Latto. Yeah. Southern rapper.
I mean, if you're Jerry, you're on the horn right now, aren't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're going to, at least for a training camp appearance. But something's going to happen. We're going to bring this together for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, we need to make this happen. Maybe a Thanksgiving performance?
Could we get that going?
Hey, shoot your shot, man. He was talking last year whenever Kelce and Swift got together. He was like, let's go, the power of the athlete. Maybe he's making it happen for himself now.
Playmaker Michael Irvin, 12 wins is his prediction. That's the next story up here in the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Yeah, you know, I think when you're looking at that kind of a deal, it's got to be like what I was just talking about with Blue. When Murray was great in 14 and Zeke in 16, it took so much pressure and it created such a time of possession advantage. That's the way you get to 12 wins. Is that realistic? Can they pull that off? Do they want to pull that off? Is that their goal?
Well, I think Shoddy would love to pull that off. That type, that goes back to Marty Ball right there that he grew up with his dad. So I think the fit, they talk about physicality. That is absolutely the team in a perfect world. If this offensive line comes together and gels, no matter what piece it ends up being, if it is, you know, Guyton, Tyler, Beebe, Booker, and then Steele, that's the projected five. It ends up being something else and it's shuffled. But as long as they get that type of physical nasty line, which is what worked in 14 and 16,
yeah,
they had the best line in football. So it's gravy when you also add in an elite back and what DeMarco and Zeke were. But absolutely, that would be a masterful way to get to yourself to 12 wins.
Yeah, I think if you can do that and you can be a takeaway defense again, like they were a couple of years ago, you know, and you get your rookies to perform, the first three-round rookies, that's a lot to ask. But I think it happens to at least one team every year in the NFL, so why not the Cowboys? Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com, he gives you this article, 0 to 100. A numerical look at the Cowboys' schedule, and there's a number of tidbits in here, but I go to number 33 for you. Over the course of his nine-year career, Dak Prescott 33-8 against the division. Further breaks down 9-4 against the Eagles, 11-2 Commanders, 13-2 against the Giants. As he returns from the injury, the Cowboys are hoping that his success against the division continues. I don't think it will. And I think that, you know, is a big reason why maybe the odds makers are down on the Cowboys and thinking mid-single digits for win total could be realistic. I just think this division is so tough. Now you look at the six games. I mean, what are you guys' realistic expectations? I think 3-3 is what I'm hoping for. I think you split with the Commanders, lose both to the Eagles, and hopefully still beat the Giants twice.
Yeah, I think 4-2 is best case. You split with the Eagles. And probably Washington, because, I mean, I do have a lot of love for that quarterback. I mean, Jaden Daniels is, I hate the team he plays for, but he's special.
Have to hope for the split, I think.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about banning the tush push. I would like to see the NFL ban the Jaden Daniels under center, takes the snap on 4th-and-1 and just runs to the sideline and smokes everybody to the corner. That's the
best. You can't do that.
That's the most surefire player in the sport, I think.
Yeah, he's something.
It was ridiculous last year.
That will be the case, I think, probably for 5-6 years you're going to be dealing with that.
That's probably the worst Commander team you're going to see him play for.
Yikes. They have a good offseason?
Oh, they got a lot of money, and yeah, they've had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah.
Rangers 5-2 on that homestand, and they're off tonight, pregame 5:30 or 5 o'clock tomorrow, first pitch in the Bronx, about 5:30. I mean, back-to-back weeks, better than the previous week. We are trending in the right direction. Did we have a reversal? You now have Jack Leiter back-to-back quality starts at 877-881-1053. Seven first pitch outs against the Astros. Guys throwing strikes early. Just like his last bad start, he's getting ahead of guys, but I mean, yesterday putting them away.
Yeah, it's a shame, though. The runs that he gave up were just like two bloop singles.
Yeah,
weren't even hard hit balls. And so, you know, that's unfortunate that happens. But the quality of the starts have been, it seems like he has much better control and much better command. You know, when he goes bad, it's usually something that you're like, oh, well, that's unfortunate that happened to him. But, man, he's been pretty solid for you.
Chris Martin had to leave another game after just one pitch, this time with a shoulder. Do we have an update on that yet?
Well, I think we'll get one from CY at 420. I'm not totally sure exactly where things stand with him right now.
They made a roster move, but Chris Martin was not part of that. So, no, I mean, I don't think we have anything specific as of just yet, but they did acquire Michael Hellman from Pittsburgh via waiver claim. He's been optioned to AAA, and Jonathan Ornelas has been designated for assignment.
Okay. I mean, I think the official diagnosis for Martin is old, you know. You get an elbow one day, a shoulder the next.
Well, and he said
no sign of it.
They dodged what we thought was going to be something massive the first time. So if it is, again, if it's anything similar, you got to think that, that could be a a long injury.
Could be. And that's unfortunate because he has been a quality arm. Kamar Rocker approaching a rehab start. Let's get a more official word here from the Rangers president of baseball operations. Chris Young will join us next year as the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Fan. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers. It's brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore, and here he is, the president of baseball operations, CY. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, we're doing good. You know, thought you could have maybe won another game or two against Houston over the weekend, but a 5-2 homestand, that has a little pep in our step. How about you?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. A 5-2 homestand, we'll take that every time. I mean, certainly we wanted to get greedy there and go 6-1, and you know, we're a few outs away from doing that. So it was a tough way to end the homestand. Nonetheless, as you look back at the week, a really productive week. The guys played great baseball and something to build on as we come into New York and hopefully start continuing the way we've played at home into the road.
So what do you think is the most encouraging thing, that your offense over the last couple of weeks trending up, or Jack Leiter's last two starts? What's on the top of your radar?
Well, just the combination of that. I mean, our pitching has continued to be really, really solid. The starting pitching has been phenomenal. They continue to give us a chance every single game. And when you do that, you know, by and large, you're going to have opportunities to win. And so it's been really good to see that. I mean, the guys are feeding off each other. Every single start, you just feel like we've got a chance. And now the offense starting to put together, you know, more productive at bats. We're starting to slug a little bit more. And really without Corey, I mean, I want to, you know, highlight that we won these games without Corey Seager, and it was such an important piece to our offense. So I think we're seeing some positive signs. The key is that we keep going and build off this momentum and, you know, continue to play better and better as the season progresses.
What were your takeaways from Jack Leiter's start yesterday? So fun seeing him flirt with the no-no, but unfortunate the way that it ended.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to get no hitters in the game, and you know, in the game, so you didn't really expect him to have that, but just to see him go out and compete against a really good Houston lineup and a interdivision rivalry, and seeing him compete and you know, go and attack those guys, it was fun to see. So it was a great day for Jack, and you know, we hope he builds off this start. But disappointing ending. Obviously, we wish we could have gotten him the win, but. You know, all in all, a great start for a young pitcher. Should be a confidence builder for him, and our hope is that he'll just continue to improve. And you know, with his stuff, I wouldn't put it past one day for him to have the opportunity to, you know, finish a game like that.
CY, is as a former baseball player, is Yankee Stadium the biggest stage in baseball?
It's certainly one of them. It's a special place, and anytime you come to Yankee Stadium, New York City. It's a different atmosphere, and it's a great place to play as a visiting player. Yankee Stadium, you know, especially when the Yankees are good, it's really special. And, you know, there's nothing like it. So it is a good test, especially for young players who have never been or pitched in that environment or played in that environment. But it is a really, really cool, unique baseball experience.
How do you personally feel about the Yankees?
Well, you know, they're the New York Yankees. They're one of the storied franchises in all of baseball. And they're really good. They've got the best player in the game right now, in my opinion, with Aaron Judge. And it's going to be a great series. I think this is a great test for us. I'm really excited for this series. I want to see us come in and play good baseball and see, you know, kind of where we are, how we stack up. And my hope is that this is a, you know, maybe a preview of a matchup we could have in the fall.
Mm. Yeah, I hate to bring this up again, CY, but you mentioned how tough it is to complete a no-hitter. In 06, you took one into the eighth and to the ninth inning. I mean, what changes there late? Does anything change, or, you know, how'd that go in your experience?
No, I'll actually, before I will answer your question, I'll tell you that yesterday I'm watching the game with my wife. I was in Kansas City on Saturday. We were celebrating the Royals' 10-year reunion from the World Series team in 15. Man. And so they honored us in Kansas City over the weekend. And so I flew up just for Saturday's game. I flew back and didn't make it. The flight was a little delayed getting back and didn't make it in time for game time for us. So I stayed home to watch it before catching the charter to New York last night. And when Jack gave up the home run to break up the no-hitter, my wife looked at me and said, well, you and Jack both give up no-hitters in style, because that was how I lost mine on home runs. So it was a really funny moment that she reminded me so kindly that I used to give up home runs to end no-hitters too. But, you know, but it's just, you know, really, you get later in the game, you face the team, it's their third or fourth at bat, and they have an idea of what you're throwing, your stuff isn't quite as sharp. For Jack, it's the deepest he's gone into a game. And so there's just a lot of elements kind of working against you. I mean, there's a reason that the third time through the order, predominantly, hitters have the advantage. And, you know, it's hard to get, you know, three consecutive outs in the big leagues, much less 21, 24, or 27. So it's just one of those things. It's why it's a rarity.
You know, what's the update on Chris Martin right now? And what type of options or additions maybe do you foresee for the bullpen?
Yeah, Chris is he's getting scans and doctor's appointments today. We should have some news here pretty soon. I think we're relatively optimistic that it's nothing major. It may be just a little bit of fatigue in the shoulder. I don't have full confirmation on that yet. I haven't talked to our team doctor, Keith Meister, yet, but Keith does such a great job. And we know that he'll be in good hands in terms of whatever the prognosis is from Keith, and we'll give him the appropriate time that he needs. I can't tell you if that's just a couple days or if that's going to be 2 weeks or what, but Chris has done a great job this year. He's been an important piece to our team, and we got to make sure we take care of him and get him right. Obviously, this past week, we've had a couple scares with him. Something isn't feeling perfect in there, and we need to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and get him right.
When it comes to what you have cooking on the farm as possible bullpen options for you, Cole Wynn came up, gave you a little bit of a breather this weekend and goes back down. Teodo was a name we were excited about at spring training and surprise. What can you tell us about stuff in AAA and AA that maybe you'd have options with?
Yeah, you know, I think the on-roster guys, Cole Wynn, obviously we got to see a couple innings of the other night. And, you know, if Chris Martin goes on the IL, then you'll likely see Cole recalled to fill Martin's place. So my guess is we'll see Cole again here soon. We also have Luis Curvelo, who is at AAA, throwing very well right now. He's on roster and could be an option for us. And, you know, beyond that, I'm not sure there's anybody that's, you know, right in line. I think those are the top two names. You know, I think the biggest thing we're excited to do is really the progress we're making with Cody Bradford, John Gray, and Kamar Rocker. These guys are making great progress. They're coming along, and our hope is that, you know, sometime in the next, you know, hopefully months, that they're all three going to impact our big league team in some capacity. I can't tell you exactly what the roles are going to be. Obviously, the starting pitching is doing great right now. But getting three major league quality arms back is going to make our whole staff better. So we're on the right track there, and our hope is that they continue to make good recoveries.
It's Chris Young here with you on The Fan. When you took over, what was it that you had to set out to fix with the pitching development? And what do you credit for maybe bringing that together to where it is today?
Well, I think the credit goes to just the organization collectively. We have a lot of good people who have all played significant roles in making this come together. We've really identified the things that we think are most important with our pitching philosophy, making sure that we have continuity of development. That's one thing that every organization needs, and we've been able to have that over the last several years, just that continuity with similar coaches, same coaching voices and styles. And the players really hear year over year the same message and the same priorities in terms of what we value. So our PD group has done a tremendous job. We have a number of people who have made significant contributions, including our bullpen coach, who was our former pitching coordinator, Jordan Teagues. We have director of pitching, Sam Niedorf, who's also been wonderful and instrumental. We've had scouting department who've really identified the traits that we want to see in pitchers. And then our coaches, our boots on the ground coaches, who day in, day out are working with our pitchers and reinforcing the messaging and the prioritization of our goals and our key performance indicators, which are so important. And if you continue to harp on these things, the players start to hear it and they understand what they have to do to reach the big leagues. And so I think we're seeing that more than anything. Just the consistency and the continuity of messaging and philosophy. And our coaches and PD group have done a tremendous job.
Yeah, see, well, I mean, you grew up a Ranger fan like we all have. And I think, you know, our eye is we expect the Rangers to have amazing offense and they're going to hit. It's where's the pitching? Have we, and we've asked you every week, we're talking about the offense and obviously the results haven't been maybe to our expectation. But have we not stopped and said like, holy crap, this is historic what your starting pitching is doing right now. We've been begging for this.
Well, you know, it is, and it's fun to see, and I'm glad to see the Rangers starting pitching getting the credit they deserve because they have been phenomenal. And you know, but it does show you a little bit how, you know, sometimes we all know about the game, and we did expect to have an offense that was going to be at the top of the league in terms of run production, and we're not there. There's a long way to go. We've got a lot of improvement to make, but it shows you at times that, you know, none of us have this game figured out because we certainly weren't expecting the pitching to be this good and we expected the offense to be a lot better. But nonetheless, this is a really good team. The guys are playing good baseball. This past week has been very, very encouraging. If we keep throwing the ball like we're throwing it, the offense is going to come around. We're going to win a lot of games. It's going to be a fun summer.
What can you tell us about the two-way Korean international? Is it Sung Joon Kim?
Yeah, he's really fun. He's a really great job by our international group. We had some leftover money, and they did a great job of really making inroads with him. This is a player who may have been one of the top picks in the Korean amateur draft this year, and so he decided to forego that to join the Rangers. He's a two-way player, a very good defensive shortstop, and has a very good arm as well. And it was great having him and his family into Globe Life Field this weekend. And we're excited to see his progress. I mean, he's 18 years old. There's a long way to go. But nonetheless, to have a talent like him added to the system, it's pretty exciting. And we'll continue to you know, develop him as a two-way player and see where it leads.
So just a couple injury updates, housekeeping, as we're heading off here. Evan Carter, Kamar Rocker, and our guy Sporzy, who was so great with us last week. Man, conversating with him is tremendous.
Sporzy is great. He's a fun one. Sporzy's probably the furthest away, continues to recover from shoulder surgery. He's building up his arm strength right now. His throwing program's going very smoothly, but still a little bit of time left in his rehab. Evan has a quad strain. You know, he's going to be 10 days at the minimum, maybe closer to 2 weeks, something we need to get right. His legs are so important to his game. We want to make sure that we find a way to make this heal completely so that he comes back and he can impact the game, you know, with his speed on the bases, defensively in the outfield. It's really important for Evan and his game that we get this right. You know, on the pitching front, I mentioned Rocker and Bradford and Gray are all doing really, really well. Our expectation is Kamar will be out on rehab this week, building back up his pitch count. He threw a live BP yesterday. It went well. And we expect to see him in some rehab games, you know, at least one rehab game this weekend. And Bradford and Gray continue to make progress as well. They're not quite ready to go out on rehab, but they are making progress. And our hope is that, you know, here in the next, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, that at least one of those guys will be ready. You know, Rocker will be ready before then. Bradford and Gray, but hopefully in the next 3 to 4 weeks, to impact our team.
And how about our guy Corey Seager?
Corey's doing well. We're attacking this hamstring. He's been very diligent with his rehab. He continues to make progress. We're going to make sure we get this right. We probably rushed it a little bit last week. We thought we could manage just the game speed, and sometimes the game requires you to do some things that you can't quite manage in a controlled way. And so we're going to make sure that he passes all the tests and that we hopefully put this to bed and don't deal with it again throughout the year. But he's obviously so important to our team. But I really believe right now for our offense to play the way that we've played this past week and win the games we've won without Corey, it's a good sign for our team to see that we can do this without one of our best players. And this is what a team does. They pick each other up.
Sounds great to us, sir. Best of luck up there in New York, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Young here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers-Yankees tomorrow night here on The Fan. CY brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. The segment presented by the Frankels. If you're injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. All righty, good stuff here as some hoop coming up next, Chief, huh?
Yeah, let's go around the rim. This Mav likes the idea of Cooper Flagg being his teammate, and Giannis is teasing fans around the NBA next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. What a sports Monday here with the Stars heading for the conference finals again. We'll have five thoughts from Game 6 coming up here at the top of the hour. Here's the Chief with some basketball.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when the best shaman in the Metroplex, Mr. Eric Palfi of CBD American Shaman in McKinney, swings by and gives us the care package. How about that?
He's the best.
What a legend. I believe we're on the YouTube, on the flat screen, right next to the Whataburger G-Bag flag that was signed by all of us right there in McKinney right now. So he's Toloan, and he is the man. This is fantastic stuff. Also fantastic hearing from Jason Kidd. He's kind of making the rounds. We saw he was on Dan Patrick on Thursday or Friday of last week, DLLS Mavs today, talking about Kyrie Irving recovering from the ACL injury. Quote, he's in the right frame of mind, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's back early. So I don't know what that could necessarily mean. Could we get a Christmas Day Kyrie Irving situation brewing? I don't know, but that would be very, very exciting.
Dude, if you could just miss 25 games or so and have Kyrie Irving back for the rest of the season, it could be special. I mean, this league is so weak right now, the Mavs should win the championship next year, honestly. I'm just so glad that crap didn't scare off Jason Kidd. because I believe this is a great asset for this basketball team. Their head
coach.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he's apparently embraced it. I saw some other quotes where he's like, hey, I get the Luka stuff and the frustration, but also we have ourselves a great opportunity right now where we're at. He's saying, like, him and Nico, their relationship is at an all-time high. And so he's definitely, like, on board with the direction they're going. I'm sure the Cooper Flagg stuff really helps things out quite a bit. Definitely. I don't know if he'd be sitting down with DLLS and Dan Patrick if they didn't have the good fortune of the lotto balls.
Yeah, it changes the whole outlook.
Yeah.
You know.
And he even said when it comes to Cooper Flagg, like, he can play anywhere from the 2 to 4. He's like, I see a young man who's only 18 years old who can do a lot of things. So maybe he's your 2 guard. Maybe he's a 3 or a 4. But the versatility is obviously through the roof. Two-way player. Everybody's fired up for Cooper Flagg, including Najee Marshall. And this is Najee Marshall talking about just how shocked he was about winning the lotto and getting the number one overall pick, and then the excitement for Cooper Flagg.
No, I understand. It's very crazy. Like, I can't believe it. Like, how, though? Like, honestly, how? But like I said, I'm ecstatic, and I cannot wait. It's an unbelievable opportunity.
What do you know about Cooper?
I mean, I love his game, honestly. Like, for real. Like, he's a winner. I love how he hoop. I love his dog. Like, the dog, yeah, you know, I'm a dog, so that's really what I'm looking for. And he's a dog, too, so I'm excited, bro. I'm excited to see him grow, become a star in the league. I'm excited.
I'm excited to hear that. You know, maybe this is a guy who's been in a losing situation and really wants to make sure he is back, because I know the Mavs have to be considering all options. And if you're thinking about playing Cooper Flagg at 2 or 3, that's where Najee Marshall plays. You know, and this is being the perfect teammate. Like, I love it. He might cost you starts. He might cost you minutes. I love it. You know, it's a great opportunity to be part of a winning situation. And I hope Najee Marshall is back. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as all the role players go and the non-stars on this team, I think PJ Washington might be the most important. But after that, it's a short list. And Najee Marshall's on it for me.
Najee can play a little point for you. I mean, yeah. I was listening to DLS. Like, that's something they tried him out. Maybe he's an option for you.
Great defense, playmaking, best floaters in the game.
No doubt. And this was a great visit with him on the Young Man in the Three. I mean, I encourage, if you missed it, go back and listen. I mean, Najee, pretty good personality.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Young Man in the Three. I guess they've
not the old man either.
Reinvented the old J.J. Redick podcast is what they did, right?
Young Man.
But Najee Marshall talking about Cooper Flagg having the dog. I mean, a dog knows a dog.
We know Najee Marshall is a dog.
Absolutely. Yeah, if he's given the dog credence to Cooper Flagg, I think we can put that question to bed. And I was suggesting to Corey Majors in the hallways earlier today, you're trying to name your dog. Why don't you name him Cooper?
It's a great name.
Cooper's a good dog name.
But Corey's still, like, he's guarding his heart right now. He's like, I don't want to put the cart before the horse or before the dog, because you name him Cooper, and then all of a sudden Nico Harrison pulls a Nico Harrison dumb A move,
yeah,
and Cooper Flagg's not a Mav, which I believe is very, very far-fetched.
There's a lot of...
You can't change the name up after that.
No, you're right. There's a lot of second and third graders right now out there named Luca.
there are.
Whose parents are...
But they're actual children.
I mean,
actual
what's safe?
Human beings.
Is it just Dirk? I mean, what are you naming your kid if you got a name?
Jet. Part of the Mavs? Yeah. Oh, Jet's not bad. I do like that. Diggler.
Cool name.
Diggler. Yeah, Diggles.
Diggles.
But Dirk for sure.
Honestly, safe. I think I'd be calling my dog Rolando right now, because that guy has the luck, right?
He does.
He's the face of good fortune at this point.
We're probably not giving him enough credit for this.
If I end up reversing the vasectomy, then and I have a son, even a daughter, might go Rolando.
I think Boban would be good.
Rolando would be nice.
Boban. Boban would be a good name for a dog.
Boban's fantastic.
Name my daughter Boban. Right.
Boban.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Walchuk has the option right now. He's got one in the oven. He can go with a Bobby baby.
We're struggling right now on the name for baby girl number 2.
Text in some good options for Walchuk to name his future daughter that'll be coming this fall.
Bobby.
In a theater near you.
Where'd you get the name Eliza from?
So my wife does want to stick with, like, Hebrew names.
Okay. I mean,
her family is, like, Israeli. So, like, Eliza is a Jewish name. It's different. So we've been looking through some of them, but, man, a lot, they're just not hitting with me right now. I think Leia is the leader
in
the clubhouse right now. So we'll see if we rock with that or we want to pivot. Some of the ones that she was trying to, like, sell me Noah as a girl's name. I'm like, one, Hagee's got his son's name Noah, and two, Noah to me is not a girl's name. I don't see that as, like, a unisex name. I think a Noah, that's a boy.
What about, like, Naya?
Yeah, Nia Long.
Nia works.
Yeah, Nia could work.
That's more of a Nia situation. But,
Nia,
Nia. You know, tomato, tomato.
Nia's
yeah,
not bad.
Text in your favorite Hebrew option for a female name for Walchuk's future
LeBrana.
Incredible baby, LeBrana. I like that. Okay, let's cleanse the palate with a off a Game 7 loss, Nikola Jokic. What are the plans for you in the near future, sir?
We will see, you know. But from now, like next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
I mean, he just has no problem.
Yeah.
He is who he is. Somebody said, I hope the Serbian horses are stretching right now because they're about to start getting some good runs going. That's a guy who he knows what it's about for him. And when he gets the time off, it's all about the beers.
He hits it hard. He's my spirit animal.
How about Giannis? He was doing some Twitter Q&A over the weekend and just NBA fans just tweeting him random questions for him to answer. And somebody asked him, like, what out of all the cities you've ever been to, which city made you the happiest to be there, not counting your hometown? And he responded, Florida cities. So Orlando Magic fans, Miami Heat fans got very, very excited about
that. Oh, the Florida cities.
Yeah. Florida cities.
The Florida cities.
Mm-hmm.
So is there some tea leaves? I don't know. Does he want to stay out east geographically or just because the east is certainly wide open? I mean, the NBA feels relatively wide open across the board, but especially in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are about to blow up. But
he's a guy whose mind is always on ladies. You know, I think that's what that's
for.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. That's true. Wifey might not like that, dude. Wifey might not like old Greek Freak in South Beach.
Oh, did he get married?
That's a collision course that wifey might not be a fan of. Yeah, he is married.
Huh.
Now, he says his favorite road city to play in is New York. So Brooklyn fans, Knicks fans getting fired up. We'll get to the Knicks here in a second. I did want to note, I forgot to mention this when we were talking Mavs, but Dallas Mavericks assistant coach, one of our guys, Sean Sweeney.
Yeah,
he's advanced to the second round as one of the top eight candidates for the Phoenix Suns head coach position. Now, Haynes did not mention anything about Jared Dudley, who's also on staff with the Mavs and got an interview for the job.
My guys around the league, the NBA, were telling me this. Sweeney's got options.
Yeah.
Really? It's like Sweeney's
Well, he's been interviewed for head coaching jobs multiple times in the past. It feels like he's like one off season away.
My guys were saying, it's funny how these guys all know each other the way they do. But they feel like that Sweeney's got options if he wants to come back with the Mavs.
Huh.
And then maybe even there's some other teams. Who just hired a new coach? Was San Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah, San Antonio's hired a new coach. Yeah. Maybe as an assistant if they need one. Yeah. I know Chris Haynes said he's made the second round of the Suns stuff.
Yeah.
He's been with Jason Kidd a lot. I'd be surprised if he left for anything other than a head coaching job.
Yeah, that I think the head coaching job probably would be what they sounded like. Everybody's like, yeah, that's the one thing you want to get. But I'm interested to see now with maybe if the Spurs, I mean, do you get more money? Do you like new staff, new opportunity? You always try and stay ahead of the, you know, the getting fired bit. But
I have a lot of respect for the defense that they improved on multiple occasions over the last 5 years. It didn't like they should be a good defensive team multiple times, and they figured out a way to be a good defensive team. And I think Sweeney probably deserves some credit for that.
I'd like for him to stay, but man, you never know about that.
Yeah, I would like
somebody
for him
offers
to stay
you more
as well.
Money, maybe more opportunity. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you never know what can happen. You leave the Mavs, and all of a sudden you're winning awards, kind of like the Knicks and their NBA TA Athletic Training Staff of the Year award that they just received. Earlier today, New York's training staff is led by Casey Stern.
Casey Stern.
Yeah. Walchuk's on a name roll right now. Stern. He's the VP of sports medicine. He's one of the goats of the Mavs organization for a very, very long time.
I'm going through all these names. We're getting a lot of good ones here.
He was ousted for no good reason, and now he's award-winning, and he's sitting in the ECF right now with
That's
the Knicks.
So ridiculous.
Knicks fans perpetually being rabid and disgusting. There was a Pacers fan who was wearing a Pacers jersey in the mob of Knicks fans after their victory. And, of course, the Pacers and the Knicks are getting ready to collide in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were throwing trash at him, and they were making a fool of it. But Pat McAfee went on the internet to try to find this guy. Him and Tyrese Halliburton teamed up, and they're hooking it up for this this Pacers fan who was getting lambasted by Knicks fans in New York. They're going to send him out to Indiana for one of the games, tore it up, give him the works there. So that's a pretty cool deal.
Probably worth it.
Pacers
take that trade.
Cheapest ticket for game one, Pacers-Knicks. What do you think?
Is it in New York?
It's in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
$500.
$500. Anybody want to go higher on the bidding?
I'll go six.
I'll go $780.
Okay. Walchuk's going to win. $671. Cheapest ticket in the house. But for the small price of $170, you can go see the Thunder take on the T-Wolves for game one. How about a difference there?
Wow.
$170, dude.
Boom, baby.
Well, thank you. There he is, Eric Chiafalo, with a rim session here in the G-Bag Nation. Saturday, we saw two incredible plays, some of the greatest we've ever witnessed.
LeBrittany.
We have the best single sports plays in DFW sports history. Thoughts on Game 6 and a mic'd up Pete DeBoer next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.